WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Today's topic? Finding inner strength when life throws you a curveball. Ever feel like you're getting pummeled by the world, man? Like every day is just another obstacle course designed to test your limits? We've all been there, trust me. But what if I told you that adversity isn't something to fear, but a powerful opportunity for growth? That's right, folks. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about navigating life's storms, believed that true strength comes from how we respond to challenges, not from avoiding them altogether. So, buckle up because today we're diving deep into some practical wisdom that can help you weather any storm with resilience and grace. First off, remember that your circumstances don't define you. You are so much more than what's happening around you. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? Your coffee spills, you miss the bus, your presentation bombs. It feels like the universe is conspiring against you. But here's the thing. Those events are just temporary fluctuations. They don't define your worth or your potential. You have the power to choose how you react to them. Think of it like this. Adversity is like a weightlifting session for your soul. It pushes you, challenges you, and ultimately makes you stronger. Secondly, focus on what you can control. We all love those motivational posters with inspiring quotes about owning your life, but sometimes it feels easier said than done, right? Look, we can't control everything, traffic jams, unpredictable weather, that coworker who steals the last slice of pizza, seriously, people. But what we can control is our attitude, our thoughts, and our actions. Shift your focus to these controllable aspects and watch how your mindset transforms. Thirdly, practice gratitude. This one might seem a little cliche, but trust me, it's powerful stuff. When you're feeling overwhelmed by challenges, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, a supportive friend, these small joys can make a world of difference in shifting your perspective. Fourthly, embrace discomfort. Growth rarely happens outside our comfort zones. That means pushing yourself beyond what feels easy and facing those fears head-on. Remember that feeling when you finally conquer a difficult workout or nail a challenging presentation? It's exhilarating, isn't it? That same sense of accomplishment comes from embracing discomfort in all areas of life. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We all struggle, we all face setbacks, and we all need support sometimes. Reach out to friends, family, or mentors when you're feeling down. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and remind you that even in adversity, there is always strength and connection. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're gearing up for a big presentation at work. You've poured your heart into it, but then suddenly, disaster strikes. Your laptop crashes just minutes before you're due to go on stage. You feel that familiar panic rising, your palms start sweating, and your mind races with worst-case scenarios. But hold on, that's where the Stoic wisdom comes in. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation without letting it consume you. You remember that this is an opportunity to demonstrate resilience, problem-solving skills, and adaptability. You improvise, using the whiteboard and audience participation to deliver a powerful presentation that ultimately leaves everyone impressed. See? Even in the face of adversity, we can choose our response. We can choose strength over fear, clarity over chaos, and growth over stagnation. So, what's the takeaway here, folks? Adversity is inevitable, but it doesn't have to define us. We can cultivate inner strength by focusing on what we can control, practicing gratitude, embracing discomfort, and remembering that we are never truly alone. Challenge yourself to apply these Stoic principles today. Take a deep breath, face your fears head-on, and remember, you are capable of incredible things. Now go out there and make me proud. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of resilience in their life. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.